I grew up in the Hawkeye State with the combine on every corner. Like a labyrinth plate of gold God made from soil and air and water. You go to bed at 9 o'clock and you're up again at 4. Mama's cooking breakfast and Daddy's giving chores. Way back home
where the poor
folk roam. This is a Josh Connor, the Iowa song.
The love theme from Iowa. As we welcome you to the first edition of the Caucus Raucus.
Yes.
With Andrea Darlis. What are you going to teach us today?
Today we are going to learn what is a caucus.
What's a caucus?
Iowa's Democratic and Republican caucuses are perhaps the most hyped presidential contests in the country, but also among the most confusing. So what is a caucus? It's an electoral event that essentially functions like a primary, like we go to the voting booths, but residents also cast ballots, and the candidate with the most ballots win. However, registered voters simply don't walk into a polling site and cast their ballot and leave. Caucus night is more time-consuming because it includes discussing the candidates, picking convention delegates, and dealing with state party business. All of these events not just held in big arenas. They're very small venues like gymnasiums, churches.
In people's houses.
In people's houses, yep. The events will take place in 1,700 precincts all across the state, including churches, libraries, and gymnasiums. Now, there's 99 counties in Iowa, thus 99 conventions. So these county conventions that select the delegates for both Iowa's congressional district convention and the state convention, they'll eventually choose the delegates for president. So since 1972, the caucuses have been the first major electoral event of the nominating process for president. Strangely, though, although only about 1% of the nation's delegates are chosen by the state conventions, the caucuses sometimes serve as an early indication of which candidates for president might win. And I say sometimes because in 2008, Barack Obama won the Iowa Democratic caucuses with a very decisive 37% of the ballot. We know he eventually went on to take the White House. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee won that year's Republican caucus. However, he conceded 3 months later to the eventual nominee, who was
McCain.
John McCain.
Right.
Finished third in the Iowa balloting. And some say that third place is the place of doom. Obviously not the case.
In 2012, Mitt Romney was declared the winner. And this goes to the problem with counting the votes, because you have to have all 99 counties report in a timely fashion. You would think, well, how hard is that? Text your winning number. But there's more involved than that. And the actual winner was Rick Santorum.
Yes. This also, it can kind of be described as a, you know, like a potluck. You know, the residents, the voting members go, they can register up till the day of. You know,
so that they're going to be there?
That they're going to be there, yeah. And they can change their mind at any time. It's not as though you declare Democrat or you declare Republican and that's what you have to do. You can change your mind up until the last day.
Now, we've never been to one. We're going to go to one on Monday night.
Yeah, I think we're going to
actually go to a couple.
We're going to go to a couple. One I know is in a gymnasium, so it'll be very small town feeling.
It'll be good. I'm going to bring a ball so I can shoot around a little bit.
Okay, great.
My understanding is, and I could be wrong about this, but my understanding is you go in, you do the business of the party.
Right.
The representatives for each candidate have a moment to speak about the candidates in an effort to convince you to caucus for them.
Yes.
But then you break up into small groups for a bit.
And you discuss.
Right, so we go.
Talk about things.
Okay, Cruz group over there in the corner with crazy carpet bombing ideas. Trump group over here in the corner, we're going to need more hair product. And then you discuss more before you actually fill out your ballot.
Exactly, exactly. I don't know if they're going to be talking about hair product, but that is something they definitely could discuss. And say you're on the Trump side in this crazy world.
Yeah.
You're on the Trump side of the gym. And
you know me, I'm
Dave
a Trump
Bennett
man.
Is on the Hillary side of the gym.
Yep, that's the way I
he
see it.
He can try and recruit you and pull you over to his side to join his candidates.
Right. So it's an interesting process. It's time consuming.
Very.
So that's one of the concerns that candidates have. You may say in a poll from the Des Moines Register or some newspaper or online site that you'll vote for me, but are you going to take a full night and commit your efforts to me and come out to the caucuses? And I got to say, Trump's people have done a very good job of stressing this.
Some people dress up. They dress up like patriots or, you know, they've had uniforms on. So it'll be very interesting to see. It's very historical.
Do people bring, like, food and stuff? Like
potlucks?
Sure,
yeah.
They have casseroles and brownies and stuff?
You have all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
So that should be good. We'll get to have a few snacks
as well. And Kevin's fast food embargo? No. What's the word I'm looking for?
My resolution.
Personal ban against fast food. It ends on Sunday.
It's lifted. We'll be doing these all throughout the week, and I have a special treat for Kevin on Friday because loose meat sandwiches, we're going to talk about some of the traditions in Iowa as well. Another thing that's new this year, Steve, active duty members of the military or the Iowa National Guard serving out of state can now participate via a telecaucus.
So wherever they are in the world.
Exactly.
Well, that's good.
So that's going to be new as well.
All right, so we will see if this actually turns out to be representative of the polling we've seen.
Yes, it'll be interesting to see.
And then this happened.
Hey, is this heaven?
No, it's Iowa.
Tomorrow we're going to talk about the Republican process versus the Democrat process because they're two very different ways that they each caucus.
Yeah, here it's harder to caucus if you're a Democrat. Is that right?
We'll find out tomorrow.
Oh, look at you with the tease. It's 9:46. It's a caucus raucous with Andrea Darlis. Let's podcast that, too, so people can see it later or hear it later.